The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
I'm not saying anything about actually finishing the week because it'll just ruin everything. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Paul Leitner-Wise, any of you that are AR-15 aficionados have heard of LWRC. That is Leitner-Wise. And Paul's going to join me. We're going to talk about, Paul is a, he's a weapons designer. He's been a weapons designer for a very long time, for decades. And we're going to talk about the stupidity of smart gun technology. But right now we're going to go revisit Michael Stipe. He's down in Georgia. He's very upset about a bill that just got passed. It's called HB 859. This will be a bill that allows law-abiding citizens with concealed weapons permits to carry firearms on some parts of college campuses. Now, most people see this as an affirmation of the Second Amendment right, and Michael Stipe, the former singer of REM, sees it as an impending sign of the apocalypse. He worries that the bill will transform lawful gun owners into sexual predators who will use their firearms to rape women on college campuses statewide. Now, no indication of that he has evidence of this by looking at other places besides the state of Georgia. This was passed in Georgia back in March, and it awaits Nathan Deal's signature to make it a law. It allows anyone 21 and over with a concealed carry license to possess concealed firearms on Georgia college campuses. The exceptions are no guns in dorm rooms, fraternity and sorority houses, and sporting events. The dorm rooms one is probably, most of the time that's where your freshmen live, and you've got to be 21 years old to carry one. So, for the first 2 years, just about everybody, if they're going straight from high school to college, they don't qualify. Well, Michael Stipe, he decided to write for the USA Today, which is the McDonald's of news, and pitch a fit over this natural-born constitutionally protected right. He starts out by saying that 78% of all Georgians oppose this bill. And then he provides a link to back that up, which then tells a different story. 2 years ago, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did an informal poll, and 78% of the respondents said they didn't favor allowing guns in college dorms. Now, as I said, this bill does not allow guns in college dorms. So, everybody's happy, right? So after framing his argument with some, bovine excrement, he shovels some more bovine excrement on the pile. He also says, like many other Georgians, I'm worried about how guns on campus would affect college life. I worry about what it means when loaded guns are allowed at a tailgate where alcohol is being served. Now, as I stated earlier, HB 859 does not allow firearms at sporting events, which is where tailgates occur. Are those drunken tailgate parties for the debate team or a political science seminar? If he were actually spend, you know, when he wrote Losing My Religion, don't you think he spent 5 minutes reading the lyrics to that? If he were to spend 5 seconds reading the overview of the campus carry bill, wouldn't he be happy? And then, of course, all the other stuff he said, it can't just sit there and lay it. He has to say something dumber altogether. I'm concerned for survivors of sexual assault who may soon have to face an armed assailant at the time of the crime and again at their disciplinary hearing. So they're going to arrest a guy charged with sexual assault and leave him armed. And, you know, I got bad news. The people that want to carry guns on college campuses, they're already doing it. They're already out there. Now, as far as rape at college campuses, most women fall into the date rape category, in which the victim knows her attacker and usually alcohol is involved. Now, we know this because feminists constantly lash out at anyone who suggests that women could protect themselves against rape by being armed. The point is that campus rape doesn't involve armed attackers. The disparity of force from the male to the female is all it takes. This is also a very sexist notion that only men can carry concealed weapons. 21-year-old women can carry concealed weapons too, Michael. And they should. I heartily encourage them to keep from being victimized. But the way Stipe puts this is that helpless women will be powerless against the male-only concealed weapons club. And this brings us to the final stupid thing he says. Concealed weapons holders are the most law-abiding people on the planet. If he can show an example of a concealed weapons permit holder raping a woman at gunpoint, well, I'd consider brushing out his big, ugly beard. It just doesn't happen. So just because the state decides to extend a constitutional right to college campuses doesn't mean that law-abiding citizens are suddenly going to be transformed, into maniac rapists. That's part of the liberal lie, that the guns use the voices. And, then we, being the weak-minded simpletons that we are, we fall for this. The biggest thing that Michael Stipe is missing about the campus carries bill is that it only affects law-abiding students, 21 years of age or older. Bad guys couldn't care less if the law says they can't carry a gun on campus. If a rapist wants to carry a gun on campus, he will enter the campus with a gun. Or if a carjacker or whatever, doesn't matter. If a criminal wants to do bad things on the college campus, he or she will do those bad things regardless of the law. Whatever the law states, they'll break it. With HB 859, at least there might be a good guy with a gun who can stop a killer or at least mitigate the body count. You know, I'm sure Virginia Tech could have used one. 32 dead. Yeah. Going up and down the hallways of a dormitory, I think it was a dormitory? I can't remember. But some of the people that he killed were of an age that could have carried a gun. And, well, I got to ask a question because I noticed this with David Letterman. You know how David Letterman has now grown a beard and all this other stuff and stopped grooming himself? Apparently Michael Stipe has too. And I know a lot of my military veteran brethren do this as well. And I just as a general question, why does that happen? What's wrong with continuing to shave? You can have some kempt body hair, can't you? Some facial hair, can't you? There's Michael Stipe, and he's got some stuff hanging all over his face and everything. He looks like Rasputin, and he sounds sort of like him, too. So, anyway, Michael Stipe, just shut up. You don't know anything about it. Take 5 minutes and read the bill. All of your fears will be allayed. We will be right back.
weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot,
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Recent study by the Brennan Center for Justice shows that more than half of all of the murder increases in the United States were centered in just three cities: Baltimore, Maryland, Chicago, Illinois, and Washington, D.C. This is a rather incredible statistic when you take a moment and think about that. Over half of U.S. murder increases came from just three cities. During 2015, there were 344 homicides in Baltimore, 465 in Chicago, and 162 in D.C. Now, the Brennan Center mostly blames economic factors for the increase in murders in these cities. They write, "These serious increases seem to be localized rather than part of a national pandemic, suggesting that community conditions remain the major factor. Notably, these three cities all seem to have falling populations, I wonder why, higher poverty rates, I wonder why, and higher unemployment than the national average, I wonder why. This implies that economic deterioration of these cities could be a contributor to murder increases." Now, I was saying I wonder why to all of that because there is one common denominator there that would cause all those things, and that's called liberal control. You know, in I'm surprised Baltimore didn't go higher. You know, they were allowed certain latitudes to turn Baltimore into a crater. The report confirms that crime rates remain at historic lows nationally, despite recent upticks in a handful of cities. So, in other words, if you take the huge spike in crime in America's major cities, especially Baltimore, Chicago, and D.C., if you take those out of the equation, then the national crime rate would barely be a proverbial blip on the radar screen. Falling populations, higher poverty rates, and higher unemployment, yes, that's due to crime. The poverty is due to education, lack of. It's due to family, lack of. It's due to crime, booming. It's due to gang activity, booming. And also, let's not forget the Ferguson effect, but one other thing that these all three of these cities have in common, they have a very strict gun control regime. Baltimore has an assault weapons ban, as does the entire state of Maryland. Chicago and D.C. do too. A.W.R. Hawkins out of Breitbart.com writes, Chicago has a violence tax that raises the price of every gun sold at retail in the city, and D.C. has a registration program which is broken down into six steps and requires more than a full page of explanation from the Metropolitan Police Department. Steps include multiple paragraph explanations for satisfying gun safety requirements, certifying that you're not legally blind, and paying a total of $94 to the D.C. Treasurer, none of which will impact or hinder criminals in the least. So gun control in all three of those cities continues, even though the extra murders there were so high in 2015 that they represent more than half of the overall increase in murders in the United States. Overall, the Bradys and, you know, Gabby and all of those other people, they love these cities because they have some of the strictest gun control in the nation. And the criminals in these cities pay what laws they do have, especially the gun control laws, no heed at all. Now, the unreported part of this story is the fact that nationwide, with the exception of a handful of radical anti-gun states such as Maryland, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, California, etc., more and more states are recognizing a citizen's right to keep and bear arms, which is the primary reason why the national crime rate is falling like a rock. We got more Americans that are armed in their everyday lives today than at any time in modern history. And that trend is increasing exponentially. 2015 set an all-time record, previous record being set in 2014, and the record before that being set in 2013 in gun sales nationwide. Gun ownership is also skyrocketing. And more important, the numbers of Americans bearing arms is skyrocketing. There are now 10 states that you don't have to permit in to carry a gun. On April 15th of this year, Mississippi became the 10th state to enact a constitutional carry law, enabling citizens to carry a concealed handgun without having to obtain a permit. The other 9 states for constitutional carry are Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Kansas, Maine, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. As a little addendum to this, over 99% of Montana also enjoys constitutional carry. That's because 99% of the state of Montana is rural, in which case state law allows for constitutional carry. CCW permits are only required for incorporated cities in Montana. The Montana House and Senate passed a statewide constitutional carry bill during the last legislative session, but it was vetoed. by Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. Likewise, in New Hampshire, they've had one vetoed. So that is states 11 and 12, if you will. You might be surprised to learn now nationwide it has gotten to 1 in 20. 1 in 20 adults have a concealed carry permit in this country. And again, there is no question whatsoever that this fact is directly proportional to the decrease in crime nationally. Gun Owners of America has also documented the fact that law-abiding citizens use guns to defend themselves against criminals as many as 2.5 million times every year, or about 6,850 times a day. That means that every year, firearms are used more than 60 times more often to protect the lives of honest citizens than to take lives. And for those of us that, you know, we're concerned like Michael Seif is, of those 2.5 million self-defense cases, as many as 200,000 are by women defending themselves against sexual abuse. See, Michael, women can carry a gun. So the surge in both purchasing and permits largely belongs to the women. And, you know, it's no longer just a male game. More women in America are armed today than at any time in our nation's history. And as a warning to would-be attackers of women, ladies seem to be more naturally accurate with a handgun than most men. So watch where they're aiming if you attack them, okay? And don't think for a second that a lady will not defend her family. Not at all. So, good news and bad news. Bear all of that in mind as we go forward. You're going to hear some stuff as we get closer and closer to the general election about this and that. I just told you what's what. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-9 44GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I mentioned earlier about New Hampshire. There, Democrat Governor Maggie Hassan has promised to veto a near identical bill to the constitutional carry bill that she vetoed last year. Like I said, we've already had three states added to the constitutional carry club recently. Coming out of Concord, voting along party lines, the Senate Thursday repealed the requirement to obtain a concealed weapons permit, although the governor says she will veto the bill as she did last year. House Bill 582 would allow anyone who can legally own a gun to conceal a loaded weapon. Under current law, a person may carry a loaded weapon that is visible, but a permit is required to carry it concealed. West Virginia, Maine, and Idaho increased the number of constitutional or permitless carry states to 10 this year. 9 have restored the right to carry a concealed weapon to the status that existed when the Bill of Rights was ratified on 15 December 1791. Vermont has always had permitless carry and has been one of the lowest crime rates in the United States. New Hampshire is now surrounded by states that have restored the right. New Hampshire's requirement for a carry permit is passed about 100 years ago as a progressive idea swept through the nation. Those laws have been repealed as evidence accumulates that they did more harm than good. Opponents say that they are an infringement on Second Amendment rights. The New Hampshire Senate passed HB 582, 14-10. Along party lines, it passed the House, 206-146. Republicans voted for the bill, Democrats against. With a promised veto, it seems unlikely that New Hampshire will reach constitutional carry status this year. A Republican governor may be required to accomplish this. And that may be exactly what the legislature is pointing out. There is no evidence that permitless carry leads to a higher crime level. There have been some studies that claim a statistically significant drop in violent crime occurs when more people can legally carry weapons, though. We do have that. Overall, the change in crime rates is small. Progressives appear to oppose the bill on the principle that government power should not be limited. You should not have the means to say no to anybody, unfortunately, in their view. Conservatives, libertarians, and constitutionalists approve of it because it shows that the Constitution can and should limit government power. Those that trust the government are against the measure. Those that trust the people are for it. Trust in people is on the rise based upon the trends that we see. Trust in the government is at record lows. Vermont, plus the 9 states that have restored constitutional carry, now make up 20% of all states in the Union. Like I said, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Kansas, Maine, Mississippi, West Virginia, and Wyoming. They extend from the Pacific to the Atlantic and from the Canadian border to the Mexican. They outnumber the states that cling to the outdated notion of may issue concealed carry permits. A number of other states have constitutional permitless carry legislation in the works. Missouri has a bill that has passed the House. Constitutional carry states could reach majority status in a few years. Probably not going to happen in my state, but, you know. That's a story for another day. Meanwhile, in California with a K, they've decided that the gun violence restraining order just can't be, there's just too few people able to give those out. They want to broaden that pool. They want to expand who can seek an order from the court to seize a person's guns. And that is headed to the California with a K assembly floor. It was introduced this past February, the move to expand who could file a gun violence restraining order, GVRO, and the state passed the Public Safety Committee in a 4-2 vote last week. The proposal sponsor feels that the more people who can seek the intervention of the courts to prevent a tragedy, the better. Like Elliot Rogers, right? Where his mom moved to prevent a tragedy. And the sheriff's department showed up and said, he's real polite, let's just leave him alone. Didn't check his YouTube channel, didn't check to see if he had any guns. He had guns. Assembly member Phil Ting, a San Francisco Democrat, said in a statement, the shock of mass shootings has become routine, especially at schools and workplaces. We need this bill to stop the carnage and save innocent lives. All of us should be able to send our kids off to school and make a living free from the fear of becoming a gun tragedy victim. His bill, AB 2607, would allow an employer, a co-worker, a mental health worker who has seen the person as a patient in the prior 6 months, or an employee of a secondary or post-secondary school that the person has attended in the last 6 months to petition the court for a gun violence restraining order. Under current law, only an immediate family member or a law enforcement officer may do so. So if you're going to school, or if you've been seen, as a patient somewhere, or if you just work with somebody you don't get along with, stand by. In 2014, the original GVR bill was introduced just days after the Isla Vista, whatever it is, to provide a framework for the temporary seizure of guns from an individual as a sort of pre-crime mitigation, which they already have Code 5150. 5150 was there before that. It's been around long enough to where Van Halen had it for an album cover back in the 80s. It used to be one of their album titles. And this is where you do a little bit of involuntary intervention. Yeah. They could have taken in Rogers at Isla Vista based off of 5150 if they had done a little digging. they would have known to do so. California is the first state to implement this sort of far-reaching measure, which took effect in the first of the year. It's because it's changed to California with a K, I think. Gun control groups stand with Ting on the expansion. Ari Freilich, an attorney with the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, said 2 years ago the California legislature enacted the GVR law to provide Californians with an important preventative tool to reduce the risk of mass shootings and gun violence in our state. Unfortunately, this valuable tool remains unavailable to other community members who may have unique personal knowledge of a person's mental condition and threats to perpetrate violence, as if one of your coworkers would see something your wife doesn't see. As if. See something, say something. Every Second Amendment group out there has risen up against this. This is considered a dangerous pathway to gun confiscation without delivering any promise of treatment for someone in legitimate crisis. If you got somebody out there that you think is going to snap like the proverbial rubber band, while you're taking their guns, would you maybe treat them? You know, take them in involuntarily, get them some help. Then when you've got him some help and he becomes a productive citizen again, maybe let him have his guns back. How about that? And then maybe we might change that K back to a C, but you're not going to do that. The gun rights organizations are being joined in protest by the California Psychological Association, Public Defenders Association, and the American Civil Liberties Union. Most of the time they would call this an unholy alliance, depending on who you're talking to. This is an indicator of a very dangerous policy. This is Minority Report without Tom Cruise. And we can't have that. Even in the movie, they got rid of pre-crime. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. Everybody's going to come down on me like a ton of bricks for this one. Past Wednesday, a jury convicted a Tulsa County Sheriff Reserve deputy who inadvertently shot and killed a man last year when he accidentally fired a gun instead of a taser. He was convicted of second-degree manslaughter. After less than 3 hours of deliberations, the jury decided that Robert Bates, 74, was criminally negligent in his actions during the sting operation that ended with a suspect dead, and they recommended 4 years in prison, the maximum sentence for the conviction. 74 years old. Tulsa's assistant district attorney, John David Lutton, argued that Bates should never have been with the drug task force that morning. An investigation into the incident showed that Bates, a wealthy businessman who donated tens of thousands of dollars worth of equipment to the sheriff's office, received special treatment and was able to operate as a full-time deputy despite a lack of training and internal complaints. The incident occurred last April when 44-year-old Eric Harris sold a firearm to an undercover deputy during a drug task force operation. As officers moved in to arrest them, a short pursuit unfolded, and they struggled to subdue him. That's when Bates took action. And prosecutors did not, they say he didn't exercise any reasonable care. As Harris tussled on the ground with other deputies, Bates approached holding a taser in one hand and a gun in the other. Bates then announced he was going to deploy his taser, but moments later, he fired a shot, which was not a taser. It was bullets that struck Harris. Bates could be heard on the body cam video immediately apologizing and acknowledging his mistake. Harris was transported to the hospital where he later died. Medical testimony indicated Harris, who had a large amount of methamphetamine in his system, essentially died as a result of blood loss sustained from the gunshot wound. A doctor would say he exsanguinated. Following the announcement of the verdict, Bates was handcuffed and escorted away by authorities after quietly telling his family he loved them, according to reports. The Harris family wept after the announcement. Andre Harris, the victim's brother, later said the family was happy with the decision, noting the court put a criminal behind bars. Andre also said he believes 4 years in prison will teach him a lesson. That place ain't nice, he told reporters of the prison where Bates will serve his sentence. Assistant District Attorney Kevin Gray pointed to the fact that regardless of the outcome, this case has no winners. Mr. Bates had a long career and was a successful businessman, and now he will be a convicted felon who's going to the penitentiary. For the Harris family, they lost somebody they loved. All right. Let me be perfectly clear about this. If you're going to wear the uniform and you're going to deploy with all of the equipment and trappings of law enforcement, and then you're actually going to be there, first of all, who in their right mind, I've thought about asking around here. As a matter of fact, I have asked around here. But then I got to thinking about it, about getting some sort of a special commission, because a lot of guys have this so they can carry guns where guns can't be carried. And after you have a death threat or two leveled at you, you sort of think to yourself, well, maybe that wouldn't be a bad idea to have something like that. But I, when I asked for it, I had second thoughts because I'm not, even, you know, I'm losing weight, I'm working out, I'm shooting again, I'm practicing, I'm training, I'm doing all those things. I'm never going to be what I was when I was 25, 26 years old. Just never going to be that animal again. I was that animal for just a very short period of time. I'm progressing through my life. And I'm smart enough to know this because I don't want to put anybody else in jeopardy. This guy, he gave a lot of money. He bought a bunch of things. He got a commission out of it. Got a full-time gig as far as having all of the powers of a deputy. And two-handed, he deployed both the taser and the weapon. Nobody does that. I'm not even trained in police protocol. And I can tell you right now, nobody does that. Nobody two-fists it. Mm-mm. No. And if you're going to do that, if you're going to deploy a taser, most of these guys know the difference between the taser and the weapon. Most of the time, every guy that I've ever seen has the taser in a cross-draw position. And I would imagine, one, that makes it easier to get to. Two, that, you know, his primary weapon is down there on his strong side. So, you know, he has this in his mind, taser, cross-draw, primary weapon, strong side. And this guy deployed both and pulled the trigger on the wrong platform. From time to time, when law enforcement goes up against criminals, they are forced into a gunfight. But any time law enforcement, either by negligence, which we're asking an awful lot of them, we're asking them to make such fast, fast decisions, and we're asking them to get them right. Without ever getting them wrong, we're asking them to get them right without ever getting them wrong. Nonetheless, when you got a guy who two deputies are tussling with, and those two deputies are not in danger of losing their life, even if you're a young 20-something, maybe you just let them handle it, and you just stay close, unless they ask for assistance. But then you're not shooting. You're not shooting anything. Those guys are too close to that guy to be deploying a taser. Unless you're point blank. And that opinion, by the way, is worth exactly what you just paid for it. I've never been to the police academy. I've never stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. I don't know anything about that. I'm just trying to apply logic to it. And that's what I come up with. But Without a doubt, there is no way in this logical world of mine that a 74-year-old deploys on a tactical operation where you know you might have to have a fight or you might get into gunplay. It just doesn't happen. That's like me sending my father to one. My father's a little older than 74. I can't, you know, he's got a gun, he's got a permit. And I've got an uncle that's in his 70s too, and I wouldn't fight him in a gunfight. But you don't send them out where they've got to, you know, they got to make moves. It is a young man's game. Like it or not, I don't like it either. Believe me, I don't like it. I don't like it even a little bit. I don't like sitting back and waking up in the morning and flexing my hands because they hurt because of arthritis. I don't like it. Enough of me crying. A while back, a guy named Paul Leitnerwise wrote an article describing how during the assault weapons ban, because all of that... See, when there's no civilian market for anything, most of these companies won't take a chance and develop anything for it, for any sort of product, because... Especially if it's something for the military. If it's going to the military, well, not everybody that develops something for the military is going to get to sell it to them. So they want to develop something they can sell to the civilians. And during the assault weapons ban, development on the M4, M16, AR-15 platform stopped. It absolutely stopped for 10 years. And in the end, the same weapon that I got out of the Army with was, that's what started in the sandbox. That went to Persian Gulf One. It went, and then after that, it was deployed again, the M16A2. So, and what happened was, after the assault weapon ban was lifted, then development began on the civilian level, and then you have what you have now today, the M4, which is a set of Legos. We're going to talk to that guy that wrote that article about smart guns coming up next. Paul Leitnerwise from Leitnerwise Manufacturing is going to join us. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge.
Eliminating your faults.
Creating a fusion between man and weapon.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.